It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for your six-minute forecast with Jeff Doppler DeBow.
No.
Seeing a cold front moving into the studio, giving us a 50% chance of cares this morning, and a 90% chance of unexpected moistness.
I like that forecast.
Oh, okay.
I hate that word.
Because of all the unpredictable weather, I'm wearing my thunderwear today. For a brand new edition of Care or Don't Care. So let's get right into it.
I'm wearing my lightning wear, by the way.
Looking for your three-year-old to lose some LBs?
What?
Santa's got the perfect gift.
No.
Care or don't care?
I care because I know I shouldn't care.
Yeah, I care too.
I don't care. That's sick.
In the last few years since COVID's taken over, you hear about more and more of your friends, family, neighbors buying Pelotons to stay in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to know a few friends that have them.
I'm one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But what about the little ones in your household? What are they supposed to do while mommy's doing a 30-minute hill climb with Cody Rigsby?
Run around in a circle. I don't know.
Well, this year, the toy company Little Tykes has released something they call the Pelican.
No.
Oh, no.
Which is a stationary bike. For 3 to 7 year olds mimicking a Peloton.
Oh, give him a complex early. I love it.
So this way, little Oscar can burn carbs right next to you after getting his morning oatmeal.
You know, though, my daughter loves getting on the bikes. We don't have one at our house, but when we're ever at other people's houses, she's like, look, Mom, I can almost reach the pedals. Like, I think she'd be down for this.
The company's already feeling encouraged from their early sales, but some parents are worried that it might discourage kids from riding actual bikes and exploring their neighborhood.
Wait, that's the worry?
Yeah.
I was...
Like, Freddie, why are you working out inside? Go out and ride in the middle of the street like a normal child.
And now they can watch TV and cycle, like Dora the Explorer. Yeah. Like, where's the map? Like, I don't know, Dora. I got a quarter mile. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Get them hooked early. Let's go to your next headline. Who needs Superman when we have this 9-year-old girl in Florida?
Aww.
Care or don't care?
I care.
That sounds cute. I care.
The other day, 9-year-old Journey Nelson and her mom were out shopping for groceries at the local supermarket. And they were loading items into the back of their car when suddenly a large man rushed up and started pulling at the mom's purse.
Oh, no.
Knocking her down onto the ground. And the guy, reportedly yelled at the mother to let go of the purse repeatedly, or quote, you're going to make me pop you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
And that's when 9-year-old Journey bravely ran straight up to the assailant and punched him right in the head.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And then she then harnessed her inner crouching tiger and kicked him in the face.
Yeah.
No.
Causing the guy to fall back and run away.
Nice!
And run away? He got beat up by a 9-year-old.
But Journey wasn't done. She chased the guy.
No!
Oh my God!
Get back here, Journey!
She chased him out of the parking lot, down the street for 4 houses until he finally managed to get away.
It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it, Journey.
And the best part, the child-sized beatdown was all caught on the store's security footage.
No.
Yeah!
Which obviously went viral. And 2 days later, the attacker was identified, tracked down, and arrested.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. That kid's got the best home video ever now.
Yeah.
Afterwards, the police department honored Journey with a medal and a certificate for her quick actions and her courage.
And it hopefully discouraged her against following other criminals down dark streets.
They should hire her full-time to be security outside the supermarket.
Now she's on night watch.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. Looking for a dangerous Christmas gift this holiday season?
No.
After opening, there's only a 50-50% chance something bad will happen.
Ooh.
Care or don't care?
I like a little excitement on Christmas morning. I care.
Yeah, I need some gift ideas. I care.
There's a Japanese delicacy called fugu. You may have heard of this. It's a possibly once-in-a-lifetime dish of a poisonous puffer fish.
Oh, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Only a trained professional is allowed to serve it to you, because if you eat the wrong part, you could actually die.
Yeah, they literally have a certificate for these people. Yeah.
So it's strictly regulated all over the world. And that had one Japanese company very interested in coming up with a possible food mashup to end all food mashups.
Oh, no.
They recently developed a line of fugu pufferfish-flavored chips.
No.
Oh, no.
The spokesperson says, it's for people who've always wondered what pufferfish tastes like, but this is a little safer.
A little. Not all the way safe, but a little safer.
Just a teensy bit.
It's like flavored like poison sack.
You can actually purchase these at illegalchips.com.
Oh, okay, like there's it. The website.
Illegalchips.com.
Two other controversial flavors. One is horse meat chips,
which
have been banned since 1847.
No. My dad claims he ate horse meat as a kid. He said it's real greasy.
Oh,
no.
You should get some of these for him for the holidays. The other one is something called Casu Marzu. Which, if you lived in Sardinia, you might know as maggot cheese.
Ew!
Oh my gosh!
Gross.
I've actually heard about this
maggot
cheese.
Maggot cheese?
Yeah, they actually.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I'm not asking for the description.
Process. Well, if you're fun, you can get all three flavors of chips for only $12.
Oh wow!
The perfect gift for somebody you don't really like that much for the holidays. And finally, Jeff's joke of the day: care or don't care.
Care.
What do you call someone who sees a robbery at an Apple store?
What?
An eyewitness.
Lowercase eyes.
Care, don't care. Got your phone tap coming up next.